Tom and Alex having sex with your ears on Triple J.
Let's go to Adelaide, Alex Dyson, the city of churches, everybody's favourite, and talk to a man. You may know him as the lead singer of UMI. He's gone out on his own. He's doing something a little bit different, and it's time to say hello. Oh, we're waiting for him. Waiting for him. He likes to keep you waiting.
Well, let's talk about the Adelaide Zoo while we're at it, because I've been there and it's very nice.
No, it's a good morning to Mr. Tim Rogers. Hi, Tim.
Bonjour, comment allez-vous?
Bien. Et vous?
Très bien. Merci.
Do you speak Japanese? I can speak Japanese.
It is, in fact, Cantonese.
All right. What are you doing with yourself this morning, Tim Rogers?
I think I might mess up my hair, put on a ridiculous outfit, and stroll through the streets like I've had some kind of influence. That's not too much to demand of somebody in the morning, is it?
No, that's all right. That's fine.
We're not demanding it at all.
No, I've actually got a bit of community service to do, and you can laugh at it if you like, but some of us are going to do it. But
no, look,
it's lovely of you to call, though. Is this the counselling session?
Oh, it's lovely to hear from you, Tim. We don't know. We haven't heard from you for a little while. What have you been up to recently?
In the past week, we've started the new record with the band The UMI. And
who's that?
Doing a record with the band The UMI.
Oh, yeah.
And then we're doing a cabaret show, which is starting in Adelaide on Friday. And we did a couple of little preview shows in Melbourne for that. Apart from that, I bought my first tracksuit in a while, sort of a Juicy Couture one, because I want to get back the idea that traveling rock bands should all wear like a traveling uniform, something like a velour tracksuit with the name embroidered on the back, and whichever band member doesn't wear it is refused entry onto the small aeroplane or the bus. Do you kind of get what I'm talking about?
Yeah,
I'm following. Tracksuits are unusual in the cabaret scene, though. And I know you are performing at the Adelaide Cabaret Festival.
Well, I can see your point, but my show's trying to... I'll explain that in a little bit later if I've got time. But when I got the idea from Rhonda Birchmore, because I was doing some theatre last year and I was talking about this idea about getting band uniforms, and a performer I was with, Mitchell Battelle, who's a genius, who's playing at the Adelaide Cabaret Festival as well, said, "I know just who can get the tracksuit you're talking about," and he put me on to Rhonda Birchmore. So it all comes around, doesn't it?
Are the legs really long of the tracksuit pants?
Well, I'm long of leg myself, Rhonda and I got out the measuring tape and we got ourselves a Juicy Couture.
It works out well. Now, when I heard you were doing cabaret, Tim, I imagine you... like in high heels, like Dr. Frankfurter from Rocky Horror Picture Show. That's what was in my head.
I have a fear of heights, so I'm not wearing high heels.
Okay.
But I think that the real high camp aspect to cabaret is something that I'm not going to employ, and it's a bit more, it's a bit shabbier than that. I think that that's by definition cabaret, there's just an intimacy to it, and that other performers use the high sparkle, high camp aspect to it. But I really enjoy... anything camp, even light conversation over a chocolate croissant, but I just don't think I do it very well. And the Cabaret Festival asked me to put on a show, and I think they just wanted me to do loungy versions of songs I'd written before, but I thought, well, bugger, I'm going to write a completely different show, and wrote it about the origins of the seven deadly sins, and got a great eight, depends who's wearing the tracksuit, band together, and we're kind of doing it like probably the closest thing would be Gypsy Jazz style, but in that cabaret format. So hopefully it's something a little bit different to the other shows that are playing, and hopefully they compliment as well, because I was extremely flattered to be asked. All right, dusting that off the Who Are They Now files. That was the You and I. Sounding poptastic from 1978 or something like that, with their single that actually hit and got to number 74 in Scandinavia. That was UMI on their trike, all right.
And what radio station? Always mention the radio station, mate.
On Triple J.
Thank you very much. That is the voice that, well, it's one of the many voices of Mr. Tim Rogers, lead singer of UMI. We're chatting to him this morning about, I don't know what we're actually chatting to him about.
There's something, tracksuits involved, there's cabaret involved, there's Adelaide involved. It can only be good.
About your youthful joy de vie and wit versus my wizened growl.
And your cynicism.
We can discuss it.
We can
It's like the Scissor Sisters getting Suri and McKellen to rap, for lack of a better word, on their record. You know, that gorgeous decision. I mean, I think that the Scissor Sisters are possibly the greatest living act, and getting Ian McKellen. I'm seeing that kind of thing, you know, the wizened old man, Tim Rogers, talking to the young bucks.
Are you going to go see the Scissor Sisters when they come to Australia?
Yeah, I'm actually thinking of, if I'm around permitting, I'm going to travel to go and see them. There are a few acts that I do that for. One being my own band, Sisters, the Bronx, Napalm Death when they tour again. If they, you know, sort of Lee Dorian decides to get back with them and sing with Barney, David Cross if he comes out and does a speaking tour. David Sedaris.
Yeah, right. Did you see David Sedaris when he was in the country recently?
I did, and I really wanted to. Rusty, you and my drummer had the opportunity to go out to dinner with David, with Rusty's wife, and it was a job that his wife was doing, and unfortunately the dinner fell through. But we were trying to work it so we'd find out where they were going to dinner, and then trying to all get busboy jobs at the restaurant or anything. I mean, I think collectively as a band we've got a few little obsessions, and Sedaris is definitely one.
He's a very funny guy. Really, if you don't know David Sedaris, he's a really great writer who's very funny. You're a very funny man yourself, Tim. I assume there'll be a fair bit of comedy in this cabaret show that you're doing at the Adelaide Cabaret Festival.
Well, yeah, look, it's a bit of a mix. I wrote all the music with my music partner Melanie Robinson, and the humour wasn't initially there, but it came out because the origins of, and the sort of etymology, for lack of a better term, of the seven deadly senses is quite hilarious. I mean, at one stage, Sir Thomas Aquinas, in about 6th century, I believe, defined that there were 8 different types of gluttony, and gluttony is a deadly sin, but he said, no, well, there's 8 different forms, and they included eating too quickly, eating too daintily, eating too expectantly. I mean, I ate all those 8 ways tearing through a chicken at 5 a.m. this morning, so... You know, and the pride aspect of it was originally vainglory, and I mean, by the virtue of my profession, I'm needed to use an enormous amount of pride to get on stage and act humble, which, you know, kind of, it's any wonder that, you know, sort of look a little bewildered most of the time. because I'm a God-fearing person, and yet salacious behaviour is the reason to get up in the morning.
It's a lot more fun, isn't it?
Or go to bed in the morning. And so, you know, the kind of duality of living is what the show's about. And so, yeah, it is. I'm hoping that the humour comes through in it.
Cool. A bit more humour. I saw the movie Seven the other day about, I guess, the seven deadly sins in a serial killer type of motif.
Freaky.
We've one of the most depressing endings of any film I've ever seen.
Yeah.
Tim, you've steered away from that angle.
Well, yeah, I don't want to have anyone's head in the... Is the end with Gwyneth's head in the box? I know it from the Lemonhead song.
Oh, don't give it away. Don't give it away.
Oh, was that a spoiler?
Yes.
spoiler alert.
No, I haven't seen Seven. I know how it ends, though.
so does everyone else now.
Thanks very much.
There was an opera, The Seven Deadly Sins, that Kurt Vile did as well. But, I mean, I guess that you, as always, that you're wanting to have little looks at things and try and not... how do you put it? Steal from other people's works, and I think we're kind of, you know, halfway there.
The show is called Seligia, is that right?
Seligia,
and it's on kicks off tomorrow in Adelaide and goes throughout the weekend at the Space Theatre as part of the Adelaide Festival. It's on at 9:15 p.m. Thanks for having a chat to us this morning, Tim. We wanted to go out with a track chosen by you.
You mentioned them before. The Bronx is a great live act. What's really great for you about the Bronx?
I first heard them on a compilation, as you hear all great things from a friend, and around the time that their first record came out, and then their bass player was our tour manager in the States for a little while, and so I don't think they've put out anything that's in any way anything other than just exciting and powerful, and I love them Dealey, and I just heard a little birdie say that you got Heart Attack American, which was from the first record, and it was taped at the Metro in Melbourne in 2004. Is that right?
That's absolutely
exactly
correct.
Right. Tim Rogers from UMI. Thank you so much for having a chat to us this morning.
I love your youthful joy de vie. It makes me want to drink coffee. Swill it around all down my throat. Yay, zay, 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 zay. Yeah, Tom and Alex, I dearly love you, just as Ian McKellen has a thing for Jake Shears.
I tell you what, it's Tim, we love you too.
Thanks, Tim.
We hardly knew you.
Oh,
bye.
God, I see you, man. I think that's the greatest interview I've ever been involved in my entire. We've chatted to Mumford and Sons, we've chatted to Chris from Muse, we've chatted to Salt and Pepper, but that, I mean, have a listen. This is what he closed up. This is what he closed the interview with.
I love your youthful joy de vie. It makes me want to drink coffee. Swill it around all down my throat. Yay, zay, 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 zay.
I mean, that's not a reference to anything.
I thought we were going to play that under the weather.
No, well, we can. We will.
Tom and Alex, they're having a go on Triple J.